This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good Day Health is on the air.
I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who comes to us from Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic down in Mount Dora, Florida. It is a superb place to go if you are in need of another opinion. If you have issues that you can't quite get to the bottom of, then Ken is your man. He also does a superb job of going through the medical journals every week. We take bits and pieces of that information, pass it along so you can get how it fits into your life. Is this going on with you? Does this impact you? For example, the FDA has approved fish oil, this new drug, and you had to figure that they were going to get into the drug business because the fish oil supplements are so popular, Ken, that now they found a little nuance.
Not
fish
quite.
Oils. Why? Not quite.
Like, not
tell me
quite.
What's the story. Right.
Not quite. This is huge news, Doug. In terms of preventive cardiology, if you have any plaque in the coronaries, the number one killer of Americans are heart attacks, and this develops as plaque in the circulation to the heart, and it ruptures, and that's what starts this cascade of events that leads to a heart attack. So we're talking now about people who have coronary disease. They have any plaque in their coronaries. And we know that if you have plaque in the coronaries and we put you on a statin, we're going to reduce by 25% the risk of you having a heart attack or a stroke. And that's a huge reduction. If you have plaque in your coronaries and you're not on a statin, you're giving up about 9 years of extra life. And that's a fact. And you can listen to whatever statin propaganda you hear or read. They don't know your personal risk of not being on a statin if you have coronary disease. And that's the big definer. I'm not talking about people who have clean, normal, big coronaries that sit on top of their heart. You have plaque. And the news this week is that a new drug called Vascepa, which is nothing like the fish oil that you can buy in the store, in the grocery store, in the health food store, over the counter. This is nothing like that. You can't even get close to it. This is pharmaceutical grade fish oil that was initially developed for people who had very high triglycerides. Triglycerides are a fraction of the blood, and for people who had 500 or more on their blood test, triglycerides, because when those triglycerides get that high, they can clog up the pancreas, cause a lot of very bad things, and this was developed initially for that. Well, a very clever cardiologist thought, well, why don't we see if people who have just a little bit extra in their triglycerides, that's greater than 150, because remember, you want your triglycerides fasting to be under 150. Well, what about if you had triglycerides, just not 500, but a little over 150, anything over 150, and you already have plaque in your coronaries, adding Vascepa to a statin, does that help? Well, the answer is, in a big study that was reported about a year ago, is that it reduces another 25% your risk of having a heart attack, stroke, being admitted to a hospital, needing bypass surgery, needing stenting, all of those events, at least 25% reduction. And that is what the FDA approved just last Friday, is the addition of Vascepa on top of a statin for people who have plaque in their coronaries plus a triglycerides over 150, anything over 150 would be approved for Vascepa. The other group of people are those who are known diabetic who have at least one additional risk factor for coronary disease. That's like high blood pressure, obesity, excess mental stress, inactivity,
a family history for coronary artery disease, early coronary artery disease. So you have diabetes plus one additional risk factor, and your triglycerides are above 150. You also would have this huge benefit of an extra 25% reduction in heart attacks and all these other events by going on Vascepa. Vascepa is taken as 2 grams twice a day. This is an amazing accomplishment in preventive cardiology, and this is going to change the way traditional cardiologists practice. And again, you can't do this with the over-the-counter fish oil that you buy. This is, they're just in a whole different,
why?
A whole different league.
Why? Why can't the people that are selling fish oil supplements get the same fish oil that they're using in Vascepa?
Because they're not the same thing.
Yeah, I know, but why can't they get them? Why can't they go buy them? Is it, how much is this drug going to cost? Like nine? How much?
It's just not the same thing. And it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
I mean, you know me and my curious mind.
It's been tried, and you know, people have tried to add the over-the-counter non-prescription.
Let me ask you this. All right, so here you know me and my body. Better than anybody.
No, but you don't have
I understand that
you don't have plaque in your corners, so you don't meet the criteria, and also your triglycerides are normal, but you're not like so many millions of Americans,
right? So does this make it easy for people to eat badly and take care of themselves less? Is this
that's not the message, because if you have plaque in your corners. If you
I don't travel in that circle. I think there are a lot of people here that say, "Wow, this is great! I can eat all this crap, and this pill is going to save me."
No, if you have plaque in your coronaries and you want to be on planet Earth as long as possible, you have to add to the mix a healthy lifestyle. That's in addition to living a healthy lifestyle, which includes eating healthy. Exercise, once the doctor says it's okay, getting down to ideal body weight, sleeping adequately, which is so important, getting that mental stress under control. So a good mental health is so important, and your response that you just gave is not a way of responding with good mental health yet.
Okay, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, as far as taking, I think one of the reasons that I have clear arteries and no plaque whatsoever,
which is amazing at your age, unique,
right, is because I have taken fish oil supplements for the past 40 some odd years, and it's been good quality. I made sure, because there's a lot of stuff on the market that is complete crap, and so I understand what you're saying about it being better quality. I'd just be curious to know how they get the better quality. Where do they go fishing for the fish?
It's because it's manufactured, and it's just.
But they have to start with fish oil, don't they? Have to start with some natural fish oil. Or can you make fish oil now in a lab?
Correct.
You do. Oh, okay. Correct. I didn't know you could do that. All right. So there is. This would be good. So I can hear in your voice, because I know you so well, the excitement. You're like a kid. So have you started to prescribe this stuff already? Is it available on the market?
Well, it's been available for about a year or so for treating very high triglycerides above 500. But that's not a common everyday occurrence. But the Friday the 13th, December 13th, that day will be historical in preventive cardiology, because this was approved by the FDA, and this is going to dramatically change how we keep people on planet Earth much, much longer. Because, you know, I know you're feeling about statins, but let me tell you, people are living an extra almost decade.
I just don't think that I needed to have them.
You don't need it. You don't have plaque in your corners.
Right.
But people who have plaque in their corners are getting almost an extra decade of life because of statin drugs. Just on average. I have people who sustained 20 years, and I would have never believed it, in the pre-statin era that they wouldn't have had a heart attack. But to add another item that's just as effective as a statin for those who have plaque in their corneas is just gigantic.
I just hope that it doesn't do what I was chuckling about, but I was kind of serious give people license if they hear, oh, well, this is great, I can
well,
go eat
if,
more.
If they want to live as long as possible, they won't take that away. I'm trying to help them to think that way.
Yeah.
If they want the opportunity to live as long as possible, they will add to their good diet and good exercise program this additional drug so that they can stay around even much longer.
Would you encourage people as a result of this study or this work and this sort of this correction, this course correction, would you encourage people more to just take regular fish oil as well?
No, because
why would you want them to?
Because this, when you, all of the studies show that when you take just regular fish oil, only in the people who won't eat fish, the studies when you compare over-the-counter fish oil to eating oily fish, salmon, sardines, tuna, mackerel, certain tunas, eating a serving of oily fish several times a week seems to beat out the over-the-counter. And,
well,
and then if you won't eat oily fish, the real thing, then I would say, you know, the fallback would be that.
Now, again, this, let me ask you one more question about this. Because fish oil keeps your brain, the arteries going into your brain, the arteries all over your body, more flexible. So is this, this could, another benefit of this Vascepa be that you are, it'll keep, if you're not on taking some fish oil, eating a lot of fish, then would it likely make your the arteries that feed your brain a little more pliable and workable, and so your chances of getting dementia and Alzheimer's goes down with that? Could that be?
Well, what we know from the studies already is that this, the chances of getting stroke go down at least 25%. Whether it's going to benefit long-term Alzheimer's, I don't think we know the answer to that yet. But
yeah, no. But I just said two and two is four.
The fact that it had, well, intuition in medicine is not always right, even though you have as good intuition as anybody about medicine. But but just based on the studies, we see a 25% reduction in stroke, if you want to talk about the brain and Vascepa, on top of a statin, another additional 25%, which is just amazing.
Is so, this an affordable drug, Ken? How do they
it's
price
several hundred. It depends on your drug plan, so this varies, but this is not in the level of those shots that are out there, several thousand dollars a month.
Yeah,
this is several hundred dollars a month,
yeah,
and it depends. Yeah. It depends on your drug plan.
Yeah. All right. It's 19 past the hour. You're listening to Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season when the scale numbers can creep up a bit, but you don't actually have to gain weight this year. Take Calitrin to the holidays and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hello, my name is Georgia from Seneca, Pennsylvania. I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, and I lost a good 20-25 pounds. I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dr. Ken Kronos is here with us on Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. We spent the first few minutes of the program talking about this new drug, Vascepa, that offers a lot of hope, it would seem, to a lot of people. I'll be very curious to hear what Jack Stockwell says about it when next we talk, because he's been obviously a lot on fish oils, et cetera, et cetera. Although he does say the same thing that you do. Eating is more important, eating the stuff rather than supplementing with it if you can get it, the good stuff. And it's very interesting. There is some really good tuna oil around, but you got to make sure that the tuna oil has been checked so there's no mercury in it. That's one of the, there's all of these side things that you got to think about when you can't just go down the room or down the hall willy-nilly. You got to pay attention to all the kinds. And it becomes a job for some people. Just knowing all this stuff, Ken, is, you're a doctor, you're supposed to know it all. But then when people are trying to get, I consider myself to be pretty well educated when it comes to most things, including my body and medicine and that sort of stuff. And yet, there's so much to be learned and so many people don't pay attention that when they're confronted with the choices you're talking about, how do I live or die? You want to add 9 years to your life? Then get yourself on a statin. If you don't care, I guess it all becomes judgmental in a manner of speaking. But maybe this next thing.
One of the things about fish oil, Doug, that you buy over the counter, it does have DHA in it.
DHA.
And that can raise the bad cholesterol. And Vascepa is EPA.
Yes, EPAs are what you want when you look for it. You want omega-3s. The 6s and the 9s have DHA in them, and you don't want anything to do with
it. And that is in over-the-counter fish oil. But in Vascepa is just concentrated EPA, and that's all it is.
Yep. All right, next up, the focus on e-cigarettes and the risk of chronic lung disease. This is something that this story is building and building and building. The focus on vaping and what the hell you're putting into your lungs. If you're smoking cigarettes, you're crazy. This stuff may be just as crazy, some of it. And what I find crazy is that they're taking out, they're allowing some of them that are tobacco-based, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right, to stay on the market?
Well, that's what is happening. But this week is the latest word on the safety of e-cigarettes. And as you very well put it, it's been building and building. But this is the latest out just this week, American Journal of Preventive Medicines. And just to recall that e-cigarettes, they entered the market as an allegedly safe alternative to regular tobacco cigarettes, yeah. Which have shown...
And it was approved by the FDA.
Well, no, these are not, this is not, this kind of thing is not through the FDA.
And some of the vaping stuff has been approved.
Well, it's, as it's been evolved, but the FDA doesn't get, this is non-pharmaceutical, so this is something that the FDA originally doesn't get involved in. But cigarettes have been shown to increase a person's risk of cancer and various chronic lung conditions. But the news this week about e-cigarettes, and this is a study of a whopping more than 32,000 adults, a huge study, that there's a significant link between e-cigarette use and an increased risk of developing chronic lung disease, just like cigarettes, regular cigarettes. The risk is even higher if one also uses conventional cigarettes. So unless you want to do yourself in, you know, you just want to try to avoid this vaping unless you're sure you're using it to get off cigarettes and you're going to get off that
vaping. There must
vaping.
Be better ways of getting off smoking.
Absolutely, and we're going to talk about it.
Yeah. All right, we'll get to that. And the connection between vaping and depression, there's no reason in the world, as far as I can see, and anybody with any common sense would want to be vaping anything. 28 past here on Good Day Health.
Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season when the scale numbers can creep up a bit, but you don't actually have to gain weight this year. Take Calitrin to the holidays and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hello, my name is Georgia from Seneca, Pennsylvania. I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, and I lost a good 25 pounds. I just can't not say enough about
Calitrin. Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. A 1.375% fee. Receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president is in Florida for a holiday vacation. Before he left, he received an invitation from Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She's invited the president to the House chamber February 4th to deliver the State of the Union message. In the letter, Pelosi reminds him that, quote, in their great wisdom, our founders crafted a constitution based on a system of separation of powers. She goes on to say that the invite is, quote, in the spirit of respecting our Constitution. Seven people have become sick and one person has died after eating hard-boiled eggs contaminated with listeria. The CDC is warning people to throw away peeled hard-boiled eggs sold in bulk to retailers by Georgia's Allmark Foods. Retailers are being told to wash everything the eggs touch as the disease can spread very quickly. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Moving back into the spotlight, your health, well-being, discussions about some of the medical journals and how they're looking at articles or how they're looking at the research that's being done, how it affects you. Very important. We were talking about e-cigarettes and the vaping. Now there's a strong link between vaping and depression. Yet another reason not to be using these doggone things. What's this story, Ken?
Published this week, we learned that people who use electronic cigarettes, they're twice as likely to report clinical depression as those who have never vaped. And the correlation is particularly strong among younger people. So mom and dad, your kids are vaping. You want to wonder, are they also depressed?
Mm-hmm. Are they depressed because they're vaping, or are they vaping because they're depressed?
All right. You see, that was not untangled in this study, and you have
but
to take
want
that.
To know that, wouldn't
well,
you?
Well, you have to make that determination on an individual basis and think about the two, and wonder about that.
Yeah. Right. All right. So there's nothing. Vaping doesn't do anything good for anybody under any circumstance. Far as I can see.
Unless it's a bridge to get you off cigarettes as it was initially provided, but it just seems like it's too risky that it ends up keeping you on both and does harm.
Well, this is one of those things, kind of reminds me about, I remember when Viagra first was put on the market, it was being tested. They'd ask people to come in and take the drug and then see what the impacts were, and it was part of the study, because you got to have some for any of these new things. You got to have some study with human interaction, right? No matter what the drug is, you got to have something. When you bring the FDA the information, you got to say, well, this is what it did for this group and
ultimately
that group and another group. Okay. So what, but then there are those who say, well, what's going to happen to us in 30 years? If we take this stuff for 30 years, how can we possibly predict? That's why the FDA, even though it's the best thing I guess we sort of have, it's specious, because you don't know. You can't predict what the continuing use of this stuff is, many of these things, if you use them for 30 or 40 years. You just don't know.
Well, and that's the dilemma of threading that needle, because if we use that criteria, then no new drugs
nothing
would ever be approved. And
right.
If you have yourself or a loved one who's sitting in the hospital or at home with a horrible, untreatable, as of this moment, disease, and you're obviously not going to save them if you have to wait 30 to 40 years.
But you realize, turning it around the other way, how hypocritical it is for the FDA to say, well, we don't know the impact of taking, CBD oil as an example. We don't know what the impact of that is. Well, you know, as far as I'm concerned, all it is a tribute to the drug companies. Because it is, I was looking at an article this morning in USA Today that suggests that people are getting pretty ticked off about the continuing focus on CBD, not being able to use it, and the only alternative is something that you get hooked on, and you could ruin your life. So people want answers. They want the government to move on this, and the government isn't moving on it because it's too much money coming to congressmen and elected officials from the drug companies. It's that clear. The road is that simple. And so here we have this stuff that's going on, and it's a double-edged sword. The FDA hasn't approved it. Okay. So what the FDA has approved are opioids that last year killed 70,000 people. Hello? Does that make any sense to anybody? It doesn't make any sense to me. And so you look down the, for them to say, to use an excuse, well, we don't know really what the impact is going to be. You doggone know well that it isn't going to be the death of 70,000 people, you hypocritical SOBs. That's what I say to them. What do you say?
Well, I think that the FDA was not provided with some accurate information when regarding the opioids, and the opioid companies are paying the price of that.
But isn't that their job to dig around? They have scientists that are there. Why don't they, digging around and finding out what's right and what's wrong? You're not supposed to. It's like the FAA rubber stamping the Boeing 737 MAX. See how well that worked.
Right. I mean, propose a better system. The problem is
for people that do their jobs inspect things.
The problem is that the FDA can't do the research themselves. At least they're not set up to do it. If it was, then we would never get. It would be decades before we got drugs approved.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So the FDA can only interpret.
But don't get in the way of things that would be good for people that people want.
Slow down. What the CBD people need to do is do the experiments to show they're safe and effective, and then they'll get past. Just like we talked about VASCEPA. VASCEPA did initially they were turned down by the FDA for this indication that we've been talking about.
Really?
And they went back and did the studies and more and dealt with the FDA. It's painstaking. And the CBD people need to do the same thing because the FDA has to be assured with the best knowledge they have that it's going to be safe and effective. But if the companies lie to the FDA and they're paying the price, I mean, look at all the lawsuits that are coming out against the opioid manufacturers. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you want to risk your freedom to lie to the FDA, and I'm not recommending anyone do that, and then be able to live with yourself and the damage you do to your fellow humans. I mean, this takes a unique person.
Yeah, it takes somebody who doesn't care. That's what it takes. All right, next up here is how a diet that you're on may lead to you're not getting a good night's rest. I think that's, if you eat a lot of fatty food, let's get the story. Is there a specific diet here that we're talking about?
This is great news for everybody because so many people deal with insomnia. You know, I'd say probably 40% of all people at some point deal with insomnia. And I hear this at least several times a week, people talking to me because I have to stress with everybody for their optimal heart health to have good sleep, 7 to 8 hours a night. And we're going to talk a little bit more about what good sleep is in another study that came out this week. But in terms of insomnia, people will feel, I just don't know why I can't sleep. American Journal of Clinical Nutrition this week that a diet high in refined carbohydrates, boy, that's, so many Americans, particularly added sugars, is linked to a higher risk of insomnia. This also includes soda, white rice, and white bread. But, we're talking about now too much white flour, too much the bakery goods. The whole reason why America is getting obese and predicted by 2030, half of Americans are going to be obese. Limiting the white flour, the refined carbohydrates, will help you sleep. That's the news this week. Important information.
Yeah, white flour is bad stuff, causes gluten problems, all kinds of problems. So, all right, let's go to this study about better sleep and what impact it has on your heart health.
You know, this is very interesting. European Heart Journal this week, the good sleep patterns, they can help you reduce your risk of heart disease or stroke, even if you're at a high genetic risk. And that's the headline this week. So those of us who think, oh, my gosh, we've been given all these gene gifts, we're just doomed, here is a way to counter that. Having a healthy sleep score of 5, and this is on a scale of 0 to 5, reduces a person's odds for heart disease and stroke by about a third. Sleep score ranges from 0 to 5, with 5 being the healthiest, which includes being a morning person, sleeping 7 to 8 hours a night,
yippee,
and not having insomnia, snoring, or daytime sleepiness. You want me to describe the 5 again?
Yeah.
Getting a score of 5, and this is to reduce your odds by about a third, which is huge, of getting heart attacks or strokes if you have genetic risk predisposition for heart disease. So in order to get a 5 sleep score, this is what you need to do. Being a morning person, sleeping 7 to 8 hours a night, not having insomnia, snoring, or daytime sleepiness. Maintaining sleep quality should be on every heart patient's to-do list, Doug.
All right, what about, you said something about daytime sleepiness. I have that all the time. I take a nap every day, 20 minutes, half hour, as
see,
much
you,
as I
see,
can.
See, you would only get a 4 here.
But why? Naps are good for you.
If you have sleepiness, they are, but you want to avoid daytime sleepiness, which is even better situation to be in.
How do you, I don't understand. If I get 7 to 8 hours of sleep, I may be into something, a lot of physical activity, whatever it is, or mental activity, and I come down from that high, and I feel like I want to rest. And what's the difference between resting in a chair, reading a book, than taking a nap? I don't.
That's not daytime sleepiness. What's
daytime sleepiness?
Daytime sleepiness is when you wake up and regardless of the night's sleep, or you're not getting enough sleep, and you feel tired. Daytime sleepiness is that you just ran the marathon and now you feel like you need to go rest.
No. Yeah, I'm not. That's not what I have.
On your regular day of activity, you know, are you waking up tired? Are you during the day feeling tired?
Ask Kara how I am when I'm first up. I'm raring to go. No, it usually doesn't make any difference how much sleep I get.
Well, that's not daytime sleep. Daytime sleepiness, if you have a routine physical day, are you still feeling sleepy during the day?
If I have a routine day, I don't know quite what that means. My day may start at 4 o'clock
in the morning. I'm talking about physically.
Physically I'm not tired, but I do like closing my eyes and then 20 minutes later feeling refreshed and ready for the rest of the day. That's what I like. It feels good to me. And it never is about physicality. My body's never physically tired.
Well, a lot of that's mental relaxation, what you're doing, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's something different.
Yeah, all right. That's what I wanted to clarify. 45 past the hour. You're listening to Good Day
Health. You're still a 5.
Doctor. Yeah, I'm still a 5. Okay. Dr. Ken is available, by the way, through his offices. The clinic is called Lake Cardiology. It's in Mount Dora, Florida. Anybody who's in Florida, anybody who's in the Southeast, matter of fact, anybody within the sound of my voice, this is a very unique individual, and he doesn't do medicine like everybody else does medicine. You got a question, he'll answer it, just as we do here. It's the same thing in his office. 352-735-1400. Not a lot of doctors doing that today. So help yourself to that. Next opinion, Dr. Ken at 352-735-1400, as we continue on Good Day Health.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. According to a new Bank of America survey, U.S. small business owners are entering the new decade on a high note, with 82% anticipating year-over-year revenue growth as they close out 2019. Entrepreneurs are also confident about their business prospects, with expansion plans, future revenue projections, and intent to hire remaining strong and steady from last fall. Sharon Miller, Bank of America, Head of Small Business.
Entrepreneurs are charging into the new decade with an eye toward growth. Even in the midst of this busy holiday season, they're optimistic about the year ahead and making plans to bring on additional employees and expand into new markets in 2020.
This holiday season, business owners face challenges like creating customer demand and work-life balance, but look forward to spending time with family and friends and giving back to their employees. For more information about Bank of America's Fall Small Business Owner Snapshot, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches, and for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. The world of medicine, according to the folks who are on Good Day Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell, Dr. Ken Kronos, I'm Doug Steffen with news reports on the epidemic of abuse, drug abuse, among older adults. It really is. You know, we focus so much on opioids with young adults. How about older adults? How about the people at the other end of the age spectrum and the fistful of remedies that they take? I was mentioning to Dr. Jack that the average person in his or her 60s and beyond are on prescription drugs. 15 different things are taken by them over the course of the average year. According to the American Society for Pharmacy, people aged 65 to 69 take an average of 15 prescriptions a year. 80 to 84, they take 18 prescriptions a year. And alone, if you don't know, if your doctor, if you go to various doctors and they don't know what else you're taking besides what they've given you, you're cruising for a bruising there, folks, because some of these drugs, if they are combined, cause more problems than they cure. I think you've heard that. I've seen more and more about that over the last 4 or 5 years. Herbal remedies, not so much vitamins, minerals. Okay, you take over-the-counter drugs and you're really going to, if you've got to know what you're taking and everybody's got to know what you're on. 44% of men over the age of 65, 57% of women take 5 or more non-prescriptive and prescriptive drugs a week. 12% take 10 or more. And it's all because of advertising. And so, yeah, maybe you don't need all the drugs. Maybe that's what you should be asking your primary care physician. Do I need all these? That's the question. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, back to Dr. Ken. The next study about cold and flu viruses and who is bothered by this. The cold and the flu don't happen at the same time. I think a lot of people don't know that. As a matter of fact, I think they think that you could be vulnerable if you have a cold or the flu. That's not the case here, apparently, huh?
Yeah. Proceedings in the National Academy of Sciences reporting this week, and it's rather timely. And the news is that if you already have a cold, you're less likely to get the flu and vice versa. And so the question is, why is this true? And there are various possibilities that are being investigated, such as these viruses. Remember, the flu and the cold virus are very different. They're competing for cells to infect in the body, or the immune response to one virus makes it harder for another unrelated virus to infect the same person.
Wow. That's pretty astounding when you think about it. Now, who would have thought it? Because a lot of people relate colds to flu. You know, you get worn down and you sniffle, and the difference between the cold and the flu is that you have an upset stomach, right, with the flu, pretty much. Questions for Dr. Ken coming up next here on Good Day Health.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken, questions for Dr. Ken. Question number one, the life expectancy in our country has fallen 3 consecutive years. Why is that, Ken? Why are Americans dying in the curve going in the other direction? You know, for years and years, as long as you've been practicing medicine, it goes up. It was 78.9 years and 79.7. It's never really gone over the 80-year mark, the average life expectancy. So is it obvious why it's going down, or is there a reason that we're not thinking of for the situation, the trend to change?
Well, you may have mentioned it earlier in the show, and that's the opioid epidemic. Also, suicides are increasing, and also obesity is just marching along. But I think drug use, inappropriate drug use, is playing a huge role here.
So if that's the case, how do you fix that? How do you change it? Is there a way, when you think about this and the reality that it presents us with, it just seems kind of, alcohol is
insane. Alcohol is a big problem. I mean, just
suicide,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mental health issues are a huge problem here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Allergies. The question comes on the type of allergies. Are you likely, we talk about allergies with regard to me and my farm allergies in the spring and the fall stuff. Are air filters anything that can help? That's an interesting question coming from a lady. I just bought a bunch of air filters for my house because I want to make sure the air is clear that I'm breathing, especially at night when I'm asleep. Do they really do any good, though? I didn't ask you before I did it.
Yeah, I think the HEPA filters are helpful, and there's a number of the best air purifiers for allergies, but I think they're really worth a shot. Getting your home air conditioner and heater well-maintained with a good quality HEPA filter, I think would be something that would really help.
Do seniors get better or worse primary care depending on their insurance? This is a good question for you because you have to deal with this every day.
Well, I think it might play a role because some of the better doctors may not take some of the lower quality health insurances. And so what you have to do before you get on any health insurance is find out which doctors are part of the panel. And it might play a role, a big role, in the quality of your health insurance and the quality of the physician care you're going to get.
So if I were to say, you're a businessman, you have your own clinic, you're not working for anybody, do you ever look into with your office staff the type of insurance people have and decide, do you tell them, I'm going to take this and I don't want to take that? Or is just that is something you don't get involved in at all?
Well, all physicians are approached by all the insurance companies to participate with their insurance product. And then what will happen is the doctor will ask for what their reimbursement rates are for the most common procedures performed, because unfortunately you have to pay your bills or you go out of business. And this is getting harder and harder to do in medicine. And that's why so many doctors have actually sold their practices to hospitals, because they have just given up. They can't pay the bills anymore and they want someone else to worry about it. And as the insurance companies are trying to pay less and less for this, and this becomes an issue of, you know, whether doctors can afford to take certain insurances. So this is a whole another sidebar issue. So doctors have to review the insurance products before they participate to make sure that they can afford to accept them. And then patients need to review their insurance products, because unfortunately you don't get anything for nothing, and good care is not cheap. And you have to look and see what doctors are on your program.
All right, next question has to do with that in a way. Is the care you get at urgent care as good as you get at the ER?
It depends on the problem. Urgent cares take care of a lot of problems very well and more economically and save people money. But there are some issues that are so acute, a high acuity, so severe that you need to be near a hospital. So I don't know if we have the time right now to discuss the difference between problems. And you also need to know what your urgent care is able to do. And there's a whole grade from just an urgent care that takes care of simple things to some freestanding that do emergencies.
Questions for Dr. Ken here. I'm Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken Kronhaus at 59 past the hour.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.